Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson and Business Manager Craig Mobley to recap Monday night's Knoxville School Board meeting.
We are recapping Monday night's Knoxville School Board meeting. It started off with a presentation from some of the elementary school staff, and they've been at about every meeting, but it sounds like some good stuff going on with the elementary teachers.
We are so excited when we get to hear from our teachers and they get to educate the school board. And Craig and I, we had teachers from North Star that joined us at the meeting and talked a little bit more about our word study, vocabulary building, along the literacy efforts that we have going in our elementaries. And it's always fun to watch the school board participate in some of those activities and get to see the video of our kids and what that learning really looks like in the classroom.
Well, moving on to the new business part of the agenda here. Final approval for the Washington, D.C. trip was given. I'm sure that's got to be exciting to have students going back to Washington, D.C. now.
Yes, and kudos to Jim and Angie Udemark and Sarah Finnegan for sticking with this and allowing the trip to finally happen. They have really worked hard with our EF Tours group. The first group was supposed to be going about 2 weeks after COVID hit, and that, of course, got put to a very quick halt. So those kids are now sophomores in high school. They should have gone during their eighth grade year, but in just a few weeks here in the beginning of November, our sophomores will be headed out to Washington, D.C. for their trip, as well as our freshman group. So both of those, because of COVID, were delayed, but we did get them finally scheduled. They'll both be heading out at the same time, but we are treating it as two different tours. Instead of putting 80 to 90 kids together, we're going to break them up into about 44, I think, and 41. We'll have a different group of adults. They will be staying in the same hotel, but on different floors. So they'll be close in proximity, but having 40 kids on each individual tour was a lot easier to manage for our adults, and we feel really good about that. We know that they're not going to get to see everything that was scheduled for their original tour because some things still are not open in Washington, D.C., but they are still going to have a great trip, I'm sure, and get to have that experience that a lot of our other kids have already had. And this will be our 29th and 30th year of going to Washington, D.C. for those kids, and excited that we can continue that tradition.
The substitute employee pay rates were adjusted here at the meeting. Tell us what there is to know with this.
Yeah, so we typically like to do this a little bit before now. Just time slipped away from me with a lot of the projects we were working on, but we were able to present to the board and recommend to the board our substitute pay rates for teachers, associates, food service employees, custodians, and bus drivers to increase our substitute rates for the 21-22 school year. It's just something that we like to do to be able to keep pace with the market, and hopefully it helps us to be able to get those substitute employees in the time of need that we have.
Some technology upgrades going on out at Randy Wilson Track. What's going on here?
Yeah, so with our investment of our turf project at Randy Wilson Track, really we were able to kind of kill two birds with one stone on this. So one item of need that we've needed out there for the events that happen out there is to have fiber optic cable out there to have the ability to, if we want to stream or live stream an event, we will have the ability to do that now. Part of the same project is going to be adding security cameras. Had a major investment in the turf and would just like to keep that protected as much as possible.
We also anticipate more traffic in that area. We are refinishing the track surface and with the turf, and hopefully someday soon here we'll also have bathrooms in that location. We think more of our community members and more of our teams will be utilizing that space on a regular basis, and having security cameras out there just for a safety measure is going to be really important to us.
That about does it for the meeting, but last night we held a forum in the Knoxville Performing Arts Center, heard some great stuff from the candidates, and anything you want to share about last night's forum?
We truly want to thank both KNIA for helping us to moderate that forum and also broadcast it, since not everyone can attend at KPAC at 7 p.m. It's really important that people get to learn about the candidates and what they stand for prior to going out to vote on November 2nd. So we are very grateful that the candidates showed up and had an opportunity to speak and share their stories. We appreciate KNIA's partnership, and we encourage everyone in our community to get out and vote on November 2nd for our school board elections as well as city council elections.
Thanks to Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson and Business Manager Craig Mobley for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.